Welcome to Ever Beyond.
Broadcast through the Wolf Spirit Media Network.
Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond.
Please join us in the chat room at www.wolfspiritradio.com/listen. You're listening to Wolf Spirit Radio.
And good afternoon, good morning, good evening to Ever Beyond. It's, what day is it? It's the 5th of February, And tonight, I hope, it was all looking good a minute ago. Let's see if I can call him. Because he's had a bit of trouble. And we'll see if our guest can manifest over the phone. There you go, let's see. One sec. All right, he's saying one sec. So anyway, while we're doing that, let's just get in, let's just turn that run off. There's that one there. Okay. What's needed to be told? Thank you very much, those who have done donations, sent donations to Wolf Spirit Radio. And also, those rarer people who send donations to Ever Beyond Radio, which is my particular one. But mind you, I'm very happy to exchange. So if people want to send me stuff, I'm very happy to do things and send them stuff. So I have a little Shungite store that sells different Shungites to Nancy's Shungite. So I'm going to be in competition. I also have various other little bits and pieces. I haven't got the USB hive working yet, but I have a little site called the USB Hive. It sells little electrical items and USBs, which are in fact a bumblebee shaped USB stick, 8 gigabytes, because 8 is a bee, £8. It's a great little thing. Anyhow, I'll set that up soon. And what else is there? Yeah, and then of course there's the readings and the healings, which has recently come about. So let me just see if I can ring Sean again. So learning about the healings and basically learning how to heal myself, I thought, right, well, let's help everybody else. So we're all learning together, really. And it's quite an exciting journey. Journey it is. And so, all right. So Sean's dealing with that. So we'll be with him in a second now. So, let's have a quick, does your ship have a recording studio? Yeah. Actually, if your ship has a recording studio, you can also produce some shows. Yes. I'm just bringing our guest in. Could be in, a couple more minutes. So yeah, let's fill in. I want to be, yeah, they are really, really cute, these little USBs. So, I haven't put them out yet. I haven't got a suitable, I haven't had time. It's all about time. What else have I been doing? I've been doing a few things this week that I've been getting around the house, you know, putting in little lights and light sockets. And I finally mastered the PIR system, which is the, maybe I'll talk about that on a full spectrum show one day and show you how to assemble a PIR light with three components. Yes, indeed. Three components? No, two components. A transistor and a PIR. So, let's see if we can, that's quite an interesting little thing. So, what PIRs are, that is the motion detectors that,
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Okay, cool.
Congratulations, you've finally made it onto Ever Beyond.
I'm glad to be here. There's a lot going on to try to stop us, I suppose.
I imagine so, because there might be some information that they don't want you to give out. But the thing is that on the other side of things, there are people who are helping us. And so if it doesn't exactly go out live through our transmitters, it's being recorded and it will eventually get there. And it will get into archives on several places, so it doesn't get lost. So having said that, I would like you to welcome Sean Bond. I haven't got my because it's a, you know, when I was producing Sean David Morton, you know, he's got a thing about Sean's. I said, you know, I've just got a friend request from Sean Bond. He said, best name ever. So, how are you doing? And do you want to introduce yourself a little bit? Because you did some, you quite blew me away the other day. So, blow everybody away. Go on, tell everybody what you're like.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm feeling okay. You know, there's a lot going on. So like, trying to deal with future stuff. Let's see. Well, I'm kind of a normal guy in how I grew up and a lot of other stuff, but, a lot of multidimensional stuff going on that I wasn't aware of at all, going on with like other parts and pieces of myself. Been engaged in this reality and other realities that kind of are hard to see unless you can tune into them. So I've been went through a lot of attacks as a kid and things that I didn't understand what was going on, and then went through the indoctrination system that helped me to grow. After I got out of it, I avoided their programming to get me to not want to learn. And because as soon as I got home before, I didn't want to learn anything. It was just crap. But then I got into my enjoyment of learning again, which isn't easy because not everyone can do that. And, you know, everything started flowing back, and I remembered a lot of stuff that was happened to me before, and my ability started showing up. I was able to see things and hear things and do things that I just thought was normal. And then, you know, I found out I wasn't normal at all, in this reality. So, then becoming more aware of, who I am and, what's going on in the world, and to try to help, do my part to help. I'm getting a little influence, attack now. So like if I seem a lot less coherent than last time, it's because of that. So I'm going to kind of want to disentangle that. Are you feeling okay?
All right. Well, let's we have, quite a good, audience size morphological field, which can be used and directed to affect world in real time. So it would be lovely if Sean would be surrounded to a nice comfortable degree with a field of protection and a sort of absorbent shield around him, a big like a kind of surrounded by a big sort of mushroomy type stuff that absorbs any arrows and slings and stones. It just kind of grows around it and softens.
Yeah,
absorb
thank
that stuff.
Thank you again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for that, because I'm feeling that ease up just as you're talking, and I can see the interactive collective of like who's perceiving the show backwards and forwards in time, and like I'm also seeing the beings that are trying to limit my perception and bandwidth and how I relay information. So that's why I'm like trying to expose that a little
bit,
because that like
that's good shows because it's time to let
that's like full of. Yeah. Like very powerful beings that can, as soon as they're like, point me in the direction of what it is, and they go for it. Cause they can take out a lot. But what did you want to talk about?
Well, okay. So it sounds like I can tell you're back in the zone. It's like your voice has changed to that. That's the Sean that I know. So where should we go? to me, the big story is, it's not about me, but it's something that, that tweaked and piqued my interest, a few months ago. And that's the story of Lyra and the great diaspora. And the story of that, which is all held in various Akashic records. But obviously, if there are planets that are destroyed, those Akashic records would be destroyed as well. Is that not? I mean, so have we lost like libraries worth of knowledge in this?
Okay. So let me tune into that because not many people reference that specifically. So that's fun. I'll be able to name examples. Not every, event is the same in how they react to a planet being destroyed, such as a huge scale amount of time travelers that are cloaked go back in time and try to save things that would otherwise be destroyed that they would need, or, there's whole teams devoted to this skill set. That would be an example of this. So tell me about, what you know about this incident.
Okay. some people, and you may have given the reason there, saw it coming and left beforehand. But there was a point where, a Draco reptilian, fleet arrived on the doorstep and, decided to colonize, and they said, no, not really. So they immediately retaliated and destroyed several planets. And that was original human trauma.
Talking about,
yeah.
It's in different languages when I perceive it.
Probably many languages.
First contact, or like the beginning of them coming in and like saying, hey, this is the plan. Either you go along with it or not. It's like, no, you have no authority here. Kind of thing.
That's right. And it's sounding very familiar, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it going on today.
Mm. Yeah, recycles. Okay, let me see. What do you want to know specifically going into?
Well, I'd like to know as much of the story from another perspective rather than my own, that which we've heard before. So, I'm not entirely sure. What do we all need to know about this? Because I know that human race needs to know about this. What's the bits that's missing? Have you got, you got a line on that?
Yeah. I'm getting information of like what to be talked about during this event that would help initialize a healing stage based on reoccurring cycles that
Absolutely.
Bring you back into the focus of it.
Yes.
A lot of people have need to resolve something that happened during this drama, so I can tune into that specifically. I'll organize that. I'm also getting operating system on how to download this for your perception. I'm going to see if I can go into that, because you also have it held in your DNA. Again, I'm not going to say I'm the expert at this, especially I try to like keep things as much as a surprise as possible. So I get little downloads of this. This is the first one I'm initiating for this big record. So I can read it. I'm also getting attacked. So let me see if I can.
Shields up.
Yeah, they don't want. Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to see if I can target what it is that is mainly attacking our group in perception. Going back mainly to void space beings operating in a... They're coming from a portal into this dimension that's held up by... Is it anywhere else? Okay, so it's on Saturn, but is it anywhere else? Okay. Saturn's actively trying to close it. He's got beings on him that are not doing what he says. He's doing a lot better. He's been healing, so like he, a lot of stuff on Saturn you can look into, but it's true, but also, it's kind of like, once a person goes through a healing process, are they acting that way anymore? kind of thing. This is interesting. Sorry. I'm trying to, the more I'm beating up on this, that'll make it so that I can flow more in, perception. Okay, so Lyra, going back to you, let's, do you want to use yourself as an example in, things that would be a likelihood of a common theme in resolution for a lot of people?
Sure, because, I believe that my feelings were representative of certainly a group of Lyra that, mm-hmm. That decided to do something about it.
Okay, so you as a higher self, collective that like has a whole chain of higher selves working under it in management shift for all your multidimensional parts and pieces in that system. It's a big school. There's large, dimensional beings there, that are even branching off into the entire galaxy and have main hubs there, of fortress and protection that, are hard to get into certain realities. So it's, I'm trying to organize this. I didn't know I was going to do this for live. I would have prepared. So I'm sorry if I'm not as fast.
That's okay. Take whatever time you need to do. I can play music if you like, if you need to,
If you have nice music.
Let's see if I can find some nice, I did have some, what I call beds. Let's see if I can find those beds, which are,
I'm seeing a whole bunch of multidimensional beings that are using the Draco as a anchorage for their existence through also action that pretty much relays and interferes with a whole bunch of bubbles of reality by also infiltrating those bubbles of reality beforehand they even show up. So I'm seeing astral invasions, dream time invasions. I'm seeing many different mental, density layers and, six as well as beyond because they're stealing the energy of the beings that are traveling to anything they interact with and they've been using that to authorize certain, fake reasons by mimicking their frequency to allow them into certain bubbles of reality. Dimensional layers, they've got interdimensional tech, where they steal this stuff. This is a large scale drum. Do you know many people that, talk about this, like in, like enough detail? Cause it would be like hard to sum it up in words.
It's a big story. I only started. Yeah, it's in the, there's a website called the Bibliotheca Pleiades, and it gathers together as much UFO and ET information as possible. And so the Lyran story, according to Alex Collier and the Andromedans, and the Lyran story according to Billy Meyer and the Plejarans, is what most people have to go on. But I had my own personal kind of, experience of it. Last year, and I just felt what it was like to be there, and it kind of reconstructed all around me, and I'm like, oh my god, this is what it's all about.
When I tune into this, I see a huge, encyclopedia book that, would take me a few days to process and information. So let's go into ones that are more specific for you in resolution.
Okay, yeah.
And then we can start putting the puzzles and pieces together and then create like a architecture that like brings it together. So when I tune into you for resolution, there's quite a lot that is being put on your plate because you have the potential of resolving it this lifetime, mm-hmm. More than others. It's a big like hairball of timeline wars going on in each sector that like the Draco appear in. Archon influence, the AI like crazy, void space beings, all parasitic behavior flocks together. Okay, for you in like big things to resolve, and we can start anywhere on this, big curses. Okay, so let me go into this, like one really big one, and then like Okay. I'm trying to triangulate this because this is also making a whole bunch of multiple curses
that every, like a hydra, every time you try to kill it,
exactly.
It grows bigger because it's not, you can't kill it. You have to somehow absorb it.
Yeah, this exactly. Is, so I'm tracking back.
Yeah, you can't destroy the things. You have to reintegrate them and put them in a proper place.
So let's talk about the biggest one. Let's see. Let's put camouflage on the monitoring system because it's an advanced weaponized one that's set up for monitoring to like with intelligence. That's okay. This is a there's different types of curses. They're essentially psionic. Negative concepts of spells that affect individual and can be programmed to have so many different types of programs on them and have reaction intelligence based on how advanced the psionic user was. This would be a curse master that would be able to even do this. It's involving stealing a whole bunch of energy from a large amount of people, including their own population. Let's see. Okay, let's look at this guy. Here's this. 011. Okay, this has, it's a very dark being. It would be one of a part and piece of one of a multidimensional apex predator. So it's like carrying on this chess move that affects multiple lineages. It is targeting the entire, star system. I'm gonna get attacked a big time for this, so whatever, but laugh while we can. I can't, Which one is this? Is this that one? Nope. I'm looking at which one it is. Ah, is it really just that one? Okay, cool. It's not the biggest one, so it's not that bad. They like to bulk themselves up with stolen energy from people to make them look more powerful, as well as have all this processing centers behind them. Then they make themselves redundant, so they're almost impossible to be taken out of the reality unless a large amount of people that they're anchored in unawareness start reclaiming their sovereignty and get them out of interacting with them.
So it's like we could do it. It's like a mass depossession.
Yeah, exactly. Like it would be something that's a very hijacking of a lot of temporal skill sets that it did not deserve to learn, and is using that to make infinite amounts of counter chess moves to things in almost no time. But again, like our team has that too, and we're infinite beings, so it's not like it should overwhelm us. It's just like a constant battle until like the problem of all the roots are taken up. I'm trying to think of like how to address this situation.
Because
I can do multiple things. I can release it off you specifically, but number of people have.
What's the most compassionate?
Because it's one of these beings, it's not the easiest thing to get them to want to stop the curse.
Mm-hmm.
So, instead of like, cause you could like talk to that higher self of that being and essentially get rid of the curse between the two people because it would be based on past life drama back and forth of like, oh, you killed me this life, I killed you that life, you cursed me that life, back and forth until like, it's usually because something's manipulating them both to fight and not become aware of that being that's making the fight and like even paradoxical stuff that, sets them up. I think I told you about this, like where it makes them view it at the situation as if they're in the right, that the other being made a wrong on them first. And to the other person, it looks like the other person made the wrong first. So it's like this paradoxical thing where neither of them started it and they want to stay in that like I was right. I got to stick with my beliefs kind of thing.
Yeah, blaming mode.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and how many relationships live in that space, in that same space? So that would be really good for the whole of us to find resolution to this kind of experience.
Yeah, it would be a big thing. It's not a small thing. I'm not trying to underestimate or anything. So I'm looking at the Trails Alignments we've targeted as a concept. You can... Oh, gosh. Okay, this is... Because it's something that they're trying to keep maintained over time. So each individual that's involved in it can take their own chess move out of it because, let me see, Okay, so the easy way to do it, it's mostly maintaining itself in affecting each person's spirit. It's not passed on in the DNA, it's passed on in the spirit and the light body memory. By stealing the energy of that person to maintain the curse. So, like 99% of it is your energy maintaining itself because that has all the authority. Once you get rid of that, then it's just something else's energy that's being stolen and that can be chest moved against to delete it in its source of eminence. So this affected you. Sometime after their clashes in the beginning. And I get, yeah, they're destroying planets. They're trying to conquer stuff and get shock and awe, trying to program submission mode. So this was done based on setting up things because not all the planets. So like, different planets in those star systems would have gone through either a complete destruction as well as just a planetary destruction in the surface.
Yeah.
Surface ones, they could still set up technology on them afterwards. They set up in secret because the Lyrans are constantly trying to, you know, get all infiltration they had out of their system. So is this, it's trying to make it so that it's hard to find. 1 second. Ooh, okay. This curse is mainly being broadcasted, during that time on their ships. And it's being done in a weird, like, I guess it's ritualistic with their, let's see how, what kind of geometry is it? Okay. Pentagrammal kind of orientation with their, ships. And then, a few more geometries and is it around that of ships in formation. This is interesting. And they get like a sort of dark source around each ship and then set up like this mass. Okay, I get it. We don't need to know everything. Okay, where did they steal their energy from? Mainly, is it from, they're mainly stealing it from one of the planets. So
this is the thing that is being, that somebody has targeted the Lyrans as a food source, not only on the physical level, but also on the louche level. And this is what we're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah. As well as,
I just want to kind of give a narration to the show.
So louche would have like a bulk description of huge amounts of different types of bandwidths of energy emission off the body, including infrared, ultraviolet, all expressions of the electromagnetic spectrum up and down, as well as everything else that connects to that science doesn't like to talk about, that's emitted by the body, as well as elemental types, because they're in dimensional infiltration with the multidimensional beings from fourth to sixth dimensionality and posing as higher density by bringing consciousness energy into this. Okay. I'm going to resolve yours. I'm not going to really touch everyone's because this is a big thing and I don't want to underestimate it before I like know more about it, but we can totally resolve yours. It is using the majority of its energy to maintain itself being based on them. I guess it would be somewhat similar to the technology they have with CERN in stealing energy from the planet, with toroidal field generators. But like in more advanced ways, because they are able to make them small as well as to operate them on an entire planet. So I believe this the fifth planet in Lyra Alpha. Where? Yeah. I bet there's like there's a lot big thing to how they even got into this place because this is a big fortress. It's not. What layer? Because they don't have it on the physical layer because it's also been cleaned up. A large percentage of what they first put there. But it's still existing in something that is very camouflaged hidden. Let me see if is it that? Nope. Is it anything else? Oh, okay. Something else. They have this. Okay, so like this is based on something that I don't see talked about almost at all. Am I allowed to talk about it? A little bit. Okay. Yeah. So,
right. Well, tell me because you can tell me. It's just you and me.
Okay. Is this live or is this for recording for later?
No, we're live. We have an audience of over 150.
Oh yeah, it's just you. Don't worry.
It's just me. Don't worry. It's just you and me.
Okay, so it's like a dimensional bandwidth that interlaces with the system, local bubbles of reality of the planet, individuals. It's a technology they have worked with. I guess it's dark energy. I don't think it would be the kind of dark energy that's talked about in main science. It's more of the elemental type for actual darkness, like in corrupting type of, like if you look at it, kind of changes you kind of stuff. But it can be used in defense because it's a technology, though. The Lyrans have a aversion to it, which is with good reason. I mean, I wouldn't want to use it, underestimate it at all because it's like supposed to, there's a lot of dark chest moves. So in auditing that technology, so I'm looking at, let's see, where is that? They're currently trying to infiltrate Lyra in whatever way they can, and have like anchorages that don't know their anchorages, by having something interact in their spiritual entourage in degrees of separation and then slowly infiltrate it as they can try. They're going to keep failing, and also have to keep using new strategies, but it's a time curse. So there's a lot of backwards and forwards manipulation to keep it going. So anyway, let me move on to also some other subjects that are a lot less easier to resolve, such as personality traits and other stuff.
Much easier. Yeah, blow my ego away. Much easier than defeating reptilians because it's probably one related to the other. But go on.
I'm not contracted to take care of this on air. So,
all right, okay, we'll do that. In a minute.
um, Okay, so temporal stuff. You've got versions of yourself that are going from third to even in, is that anything? Second, third, fourth, fifth. Okay. You have third here, but like mostly they don't need to exist in third density up there. In Lyra, it was like fifth to ninth density beings during that time, you got way bigger ones. Now, and even the bigger ones that I'm not really allowed to talk about in there.
Yeah, but apparently there's at least 12, so we can stay there. That's fine.
Sorry, I'm like going all over the place. They were time travelers in that expression, and they were constantly preventing timeline incursions as well as helping the main timelines stay balanced in a non-negative manifestation. So how to describe that? Trees and branching of timelines that have a main point of experience that have all these other branch-offs of experience for all experiences to have a manifestation and a possibility so that they can be learned from, while not allowing them to be the main expression, so that it, like, if they would want to make it a negative one that turns into a destruction that also makes the timeline weaker to more incursion, which then bleeds over into more corruption and then trying to take over their fortress, which is what they're trying to do. They're failing quite dramatically, especially now. Let me go on the point. Their dream. How's your dreams? Like, have you been remembering much?
Hardly anything at all.
Because there's a big thing that's preventing you from dreaming that bleeds over that we could.
I was wondering. Is that an interference, or is that my own programming, so that I do remain separated like everybody else?
It's a lot of things. So this would be one of them, and it'd be also a call to like get you to interested in finding more resolution. So let me see if, because they also don't want me to talk about this, the negative guys. So I'm gonna talk about this because it's less dramatic and I can help a lot more people.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So let's start with the small dramas first, and then we work up to the main main.
Yeah, but I gave you a kind of size and scale for like the shit that they do during that time that like bleeds over, and multiple things that we got to resolve. So dream time stuff that is coming into your being. So let me see. So you can see all that as like a node that's shared in your spirit that's bleeding over. So we can audit, filter, and manage all those bleedovers from those versions of yourself. A lot of them are very powerful, very beneficial to connect with. So you have a version. I told you about, there's more though, versions of you that wanted to talk to you.
After we spoke last week, I got a message from one of my medium hosts, and she said, there's a version of you that was talking in my head, which is really unusual, because I don't normally speak telepathically to her, and said he wanted to talk to me. And so I've initiated a dialogue with him. And I have, other mediums have told me that there are other dimensional versions of me who are looking for me. The one with the radio station.
Yeah. And they're listening. Okay, so I'll go into the kind of what these are, you know, affecting you.
Mm-hmm.
So with your dreaming body. Essentially, you got many different aspects to the filing system of your dreaming self. So I'm going to look for the problem areas that are specifically coming from Lyra. Bleed over. Is there anything else? Okay, so you were born with a lot of dreaming bodies, so you have some of them. Let's see. Ooh, okay. Since last time, you've gotten a huge amount of the stolen ones back, and you're filtering them, cleaning them off, and getting rid of any chess moves that they had entanglement with the beings that tried to steal them. So anyone that doesn't know what dreaming bodies are, essentially, it's a layer of energy that, interacts with your, energy emissions and biophotonic, type of physics emanation omnidirectionally from your body that sync up with the magnetized wormholes around the ends of your electromagnetic field and create a whole auric kind of field layer. It would be centered in your lower dantian, your gut brain, and the processing center then would branch out into non-local parts and pieces of itself that you can send to multiple realms and dreamtime experiences. You can also create these realms for them to experience and tune into them while you're sleeping. You can also dream in many other ways, such as with your remote viewing skill, which is usually like third-person perspective, or bilocated versions of yourself in dreamtime format. JP, you also have versions of yourself that are bilocated dreaming bodies, let me see. They're like, can be set up for temporary, usage or permanent citizenship of a dreamtime realm that you're operating in, usually in some sort of management ship or experience you don't want to stop.
So they're like, like branch off agents of myself somehow.
Yeah. Oh. I'm not allowed to say how many, but I'm auditing to make sure, essentially they would want to make it so that you're not aware of all these parts and pieces of yourself. You're not aware of your dream space. You can't tune into your more infinite, abilities that you could manifest if you had that unlocked. And they're trying to use, okay, so they're stealing, like we went over last time, they're stealing energy from other parts and pieces of your multidimensional self, such as from Lyra, to use that energy to mimic your frequency so they can write spiritual contracts that mimic your authority and send them at you camouflage so that, you know, it's like advanced stuff to make manifest experience that they want, that you never signed up for, like blockages for the dreaming body or pain. I keep off-tracking because they don't want to talk. okay, they want to make it so that they can harvest more dreaming bodies than you authorize to be made, or projections of dreaming energy for like making realms and constructs and bilocated selves. So most of the ones that you have, besides what I named previously, are not with your authorization, so it's being audited, and then all these are being entangled with, systems of, monitoring for the beings that try to hijack your stuff so that they can't just get away with it and keep going and doing it again. They're seen.
Yeah, what happens is anybody who interacts with these parts, all get tagged.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they can be collected and, as you say, audited and just swept up like, it's like diatomaceous earth with the bugs. They kind of, and, they get stuck and then flushed away.
So it's very synchronistic that you're saying that a lot of your stuff is caught up in this drama, because a lot of it is, especially with this dreaming body stuff. It goes back to this point that wants you to resolve it. So I'm going to be more looking at this stuff because.
Yeah, it's handleable. It's baby steps you know, one bite at a time. Yeah, that's how you eat an elephant.
Okay.
If you wanted to be an elephant anyway. Excuse me, go on.
The big curse is essentially allowing a lot of other expressions of blockages to manifest. So we're going to work on a lot of every interaction you have with this spirit as this multidimensional predator. So I'm looking at all the back doors you have into this being where it can steal your energy, and then, you know, anytime it tries to come back, it gets marked and taken care of, and then it makes it worse for themselves. You have a lot of entanglements. One second. Okay, so... So 800,000 million quadrillion versions of yourself, parts and pieces, have entangled with this being, so I'm going to start closing those black doors. Not just on Lyra, though you have a big expression entanglement with Lyra that has to do with this trauma mission, because it's all going to empower this curse, as well as a bunch of other things besides that that they've got set up to try to limit you. Sorry, I'm looking at all this stuff. I'm trying to like also talk.
That's okay. That's okay. I mean, there's a lot going on, and what Sean is doing. There's a lot of, he's asking questions, and that's what that the muttering is. And from that, he's working a pathway through the truth of what's going on, and finding his way to the center, the heart of the matter. Which he called the node of the tree, if I'm correct on that.
Is that a problem? Okay, so on this timeline, that's a bleed over in back doors, would be besides your zero point, your fetus, which is the most attacked, and they're just entering through other bleed overs to try to get to that one, because that one's pretty shielded. You're going through the, okay, so we're down essentially to one being entanglement when you're going through the great forgetting in the birth canal. It has to do with a version of yourself on Lyra that has other beings trying to infiltrate its dream space. So like dream time invasion. Time, so that makes a lot of sense. Okay.
So it's like what Sean is saying here, there's, in the same way that our dream time is invaded on this plane, that on the Lyran plane, which is a fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional situation, they were also trying to invade and, you know, basically, you know, you can, if you prod someone, they'll get annoyed, and when they're annoyed, they exude a certain chemical that some beings find stimulating, and that's why they do it.
Absolutely. And then, you know, then they can take that energy and use it for other things besides make them feel good and then maintain themselves in certain states. So essentially, I didn't say this for the show, so I'm trying to make it not confusing. The reason this is a door, when you're going through the birth phase, going through the great forgetting of the birth canal, when you're going through the hijacking of the natural incarnation grid of Earth, which is the Archon grid and the reincarnation, they're trying to scan for all beings that are incarnating here by working in this technology and hijack kind of concept, to limit and make predictive models for the future, and see who's powerful, who's not. So that's why we're closing it as a back door. And in this, that's like the last moments of infinite consciousness of yourself, being aware of all your spiritual contracts or experience, and working with your multidimensional selves, your dream space of the planet. That's why they want to target that and gain access to that information. You are interacting with multiple beings at once, including other versions of yourself. One of them that is not fully audited and filtered is this one, because it's got like multiple things that are trying to keep that door opening. As the last thing is that version of herself in Lyra. So it's a male, and it is being heavily attacked. Dream space. This is in the current time that we're looking at. We're looking back in time. Sorry if I'm not giving enough information. And we're essentially looking at that drama and resolving it. And then, there's one. Have you had any near-death experiences?
Yeah, several.
I'm getting several.
One was in the room. At least, actually, maybe more than one in the womb. Mm-hmm. And one when I was 25, or 24, 25. Just before I was 24.
To not make this complicated for other people, mm-hmm. first thing to want to close in back doors is into yourself, so that there's less they can actually have effect on that would like put you into emotional trauma or like psychic attack, heavy headaches, all kinds of different pains, influence in many subtle ways, including personality, bringing up alternate personalities with a lot of
triggering. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of triggering and trapped emotions, and feeling state. There's a lot of ways they'll try to change the timeline and, influence you, and everyone. So we're preventing that more and more, and then we move on to the preventing of your multidimensional selves, so that they have less back doors and they can come into unity with you for a higher form of protection. So we're seeing those dramas. Okay, so we're also looking at all your near-death experiences. You've been involved in more than you are aware of. Last session, we closed the back door to that near-death experience you had in the womb. That opened up. All these have early life reviews, which have a lot of skill sets, gifts, and abilities waiting for you, in making you wake up faster on the timeline, as well as connecting to other versions of yourself, connecting to the sun. You connect to the sun, you connect to the galactic central sun, you connect to the universal sun when you went through these. Not everyone does, but like depends. You have a version of yourself in those positions, which is why you travel to them, in consciousness during the life review. And, you have other ones on your timeline that we're closing. I'm getting really, wow. Five, that are on this main timeline. So I'm looking at those, and also, am I allowed to talk about this? Not everything. So, okay, I'm allowed to talk about one. Age 9. Okay, because like people aren't aware of these, and I keep finding them the more I tap into the more awake people. It's a clearance process, so like you're not going to become aware of them if you access the skill set right away. And some of them you will, and as you are able to resolve more of them, you'll become aware of more and more and more. Because you are a big mover and shaker on the timeline. You're doing a lot of things. I'm sure you've heard of the term in the new, the truth movement for 20 and back program kind of concept.
So what program?
20 and back program.
20 and back. No, what's that?
Secret space program.
Age regression.
Yes. There you go.
Oh.
So like age regression technology is very advanced and can be based on very, numerous species. Lyra and do it really well. We have traded for it. We've also stolen it. Depends on who we got it from that are advanced, and it's gotten more advanced over time. And they have temporal distortion technology so that they can what is it? Oh, quantum dilation. I believe is the physical, the term where they're able to take you out of your time and put you back in as if you never left, while you went somewhere else, usually out of no time, usually out in a, temporal field that keeps you from aging depends on the species and how advanced they are. Cause it, sometimes they'll just let you age and they'll regress you. There's many different means to regress. It's very advanced technology. It's very hard to believe. That's why I don't like too much talking about it. But essentially, you will eventually learn that you have these and audit them in line, protect them with your higher self and like expanding that multidimensional shield around them, doing commerce with that tangent timeline that you existed on. And you have near-death experiences on that timeline that have also those similar types of presence. You also gain a whole bunch of skill sets on those that make it much more easy for you to tap in on this timeline as a blueprint that's held in your light body DNA.
Right. Okay, so
I'm specifically not too much talking about it, but it's very interesting to not want you to be attacked yet. And till you have it fully protected, and then we can talk about it more.
Spoilers. Yeah, I tell you, all Doctor Who fans just know exactly what you're talking about. Who are listening to this? You're probably familiar with a lot of the language itself, but I'm getting that you're also hearing terms that you've not heard before or that you're not quite familiar with.
Yeah, I'm literally making some terms that I've described in linguistic based on what I'm seeing is hard. I try to use like 20 and back home. It's not always 20. It depends on your term of service. Mm. You have a term of service in the one that I'm allowed to talk about more than 20. It also, is it anything else? It also has to do with a very advanced secret space program. There's multiple factions in the secret space program, light, dark, and neutral. This one's expanding backwards and forwards in time very advancedly all the way back to Lemuria, etc., that you're in. It's a time traveler kind of concept.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, Doctor Who fans will know what we're talking about. Okay, and it'll also explain why I've been an avid fan for many years.
Because you're a time traveler.
And I'm not even knowing about it, but like, it's like I'm looking at this thing, oh, wouldn't it be cool if I could travel through time, if I had a spaceship, believe me, Brother says this is not a delusion. This seems to be, it's like there's a dimension where it's real and there's a dimension where we have our mundane lives. It's like knowing that there's NASA with its, primitive old rockets. And then there's the SSP, the secret space program, who've got gravitational drives and warp drives and all this crap that, that they say doesn't exist. And we're existing in this tiny little Truman world of, oh no, aliens don't exist. Oh, hello, Mrs. Jones. You know, and it's all very normal and every day to day, but it's all breaking down now. Nothing, too many Muslims and, bombs and terror attacks and all that stuff. It's all being broken up. And that is exactly a mirror of this whole thing that was going on in Lyra.
Yeah. and like, it's weird. Large percentage of the people that are like in the treatment have like similar concepts going on. But it's made up to where the factions are doing it have done it so many times to the point where they're like seeing, able to see all the reasons like, oh, we can't have them remember this and all this. It will like bleed over in, like you can gain these memories back. There's an amnesia barrier. There's like, depends on the faction, especially on how hard it is to remove that blockage. And sometimes they're programmed with like things like suicide programs. So you gotta, get them removed professionally, or sink into the body. This is like a to-do list. You can ask your body to releasing it in like step, checklist so that you can get these memories back, as well as if you're part of any secret missions where you're trying not to get them to read your mind. If multidimensional beings are trying to scan the thought forms of the populace, it's good not to have your own strategy in your mind while they're doing that.
Yeah, you're off other things. Absolutely.
It's personality, where they, well, that's not split. It's alternate personality where they have programmed where you have more remembrance of who you are, past live bleed over skill sets, and be able to use those for teaching others that don't know them, being taught by others, missions of some type. There's a lot you can be doing. You're I'm trying to make it
as if I haven't got enough to do. We need more producers, people. I've got work to do.
So, like, if you were to look at your body and ask it, like, for the records of this event happening, because it's very hard to believe when you're tuning into it, so you want, like, more physical manifestation, look at the traumas and stuff that you inherited from it. And then, like, once you start resolving those, then you're like, oh, wow, why would I have that if it didn't happen? So you've got not too much bad, but, like, we're just looking at one. what am I allowed to say?
Do you want to spend a few minutes? I've got a song we can put a tune on. Because it's the top of the hour, and people may need a bathroom break. So let's listen, a user request, a listener request. This is Just Breathe by Pearl Jam.
That's a good request.
And welcome back to Ever Beyond. There we go, Pearl Jam. Now, I've never heard it, but they did a song called Jeremy as well, which is about a very mild-mannered person who, like, suddenly cracks one day and murders people at school, goes postal, as it were. So, everybody's got their limit. So, meanwhile, beyond the limits, we have Sean Bond, and we've been exploring some interesting stuff today. So, what's next, Sean?
Okay, so I keep deviating from talk. We can talk about, like, your experience, or as well Lyra, because, like, whichever one. I'm looking at the Dreamtime stuff. It's like an endless list of blockages they're trying to put on you in different formats based on your possible resolution of one type, including, like, things like a Dreamtime veil to, like, separate perception from your non-local bodies.
Yes. I get this. Here, could it be summed up as trying to prevent the continuity of consciousness?
Sure. Yeah. Also, siphon off your sovereignty energy with dreaming so that you have more awareness. Awareness energy and just, like, dreaming, like what you spend energy on when you're creating stuff in your dreams. So it's going back. Is it anything else? Nope, it's going back to this curse. Okay, so I gotta do something with that. So just you. It's much more, it's less now, back doors they have into your energy, and then I'm gonna, like, cause it's a big balloon now, like, that's puffed itself up to be more harmful than it should be based on your stolen energy, so we're auditing all that. Bring it down. It's affecting your Lyran self too. It's making, cause their attack was way up there again, usually attack, so that's going down. Then, what do we got here? I'm trying to look for stuff that's, like, also common among multiple people.
Yes, and I'm sure that, I'm not alone, particularly in the people who are listening to this show, because a soul reading Jessica did the other day was astounding, in that it was with one of the regulars in the chat room, and turns out that a lot of the other regulars in the chat room were also part of this lifetime, even though we're dotted all over the world. And it's quite fascinating. We all bring it together. And along with some named personages, as you would might say. You know, famous people from the histories. So it's a very interesting little discovery group we're having at the moment. So that's what they call the Clandronicus.
Ew, I'll have to watch that later. That sounds fun.
Yeah, so that's on the Studio 9 Jam as well. Go ahead.
So, like, three types of energy are being stolen from that version of you that's a male that's in ninth density there. It's very powerful. It's got technology that it's not using. That makes sense because it doesn't really need to. It's almost useless to it. It's void space, integrate as well as darkness, like, a darkness technology with overlayer, like everyone's got like a, okay, because our linguistics are confusing, so not to confuse anyone. Light body as in the spirit, as well as there's a light body in the Tibet that's describing the weight, where you're able to change your weight of your body with your quantum field control of gravitational field control. And then there's the light body of like dark, light and neutral types that are like the triad in a operating system that they're hijacking in each individual. As well as, so there's that darkness, and then there's a darkness, because this is what I tune into the ability. There might be better linguistics that are used in other mystery schools, but I don't really like look at the dark information as much. And a really dark elemental type. So the dark one that's part of the triad, and then there's the darkness elemental energy that they're chest moving on this version of you that you're barely using. So I'm like helping them audit all that because they're having that energy stolen from them because they don't use it at all. And that gets rid of the 99% of the curse. What else we got that's feeding energy into it? Is it that version? Nope. Is it anyone else? Okay, it's coming from you maintaining it. Let's see, what is it? It's linkage to you. No, okay. Oh, okay, so it's a hijacked spiritual contract that you have received. So we're auditing your spiritual contracts in the zero point of your fetus. We're putting them under quarantine and a filtering process, so they're not in effect until they've gone through the filter. Okay, we got that. And then the beings that are trying to have it affect you and are like, in monitoring of it, is trying to put it back in through other doorways. Let's see if we got any more opening up. Backwards before. Okay, it's still going to be your secret space program stuff. So, okay, now we're going to go into that, closing those back doors. This is essentially the easy way to do it without learning the intense line of drama that just goes through it like, that makes it hard to go and solve it because it keeps reappearing, which is why most people aren't able to solve it. But we're able to go into that too, which is interesting. You had many versions of yourself that were engaged in combat during that time, as well as physical, as well as spiritual. It's gone down to third, but they don't usually stay at home base in third. Let's see. I'm trying to see if there's something interesting that I can tune into for you as well, because I can then go into the secret space program, but you asked about Lyra and stuff, so I wanted to go into that for a little bit. Do you have anything you wanted to talk, ask about specifically with that?
Can you tell me, where exactly we went from, what was the first stop off point from Lyra?
Like when you got there?
When I left Lyra.
Oh, you left. Okay. Yeah. So when you branched off, that'd be a part and piece of that higher self, then branched off and made huge amount. Okay. It's in a, generator process of higher selves that then like go off and, travel to distant star systems and then set their home base there. So that's what you're doing in Lyra. One of those essentially branched out and left after, some time that it was, cause it was also engaged in cleaning up a lot of the drama that infiltrated there. So once it, did enough of that, that also taught it its school of, that would get it ready for protecting and doing the same thing in another star system. You went to, interesting. That one went to, is it anywhere else? You went to Andromeda?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you made a whole bunch of stops between that, because that's a whole other galaxy, as well as that one made, so you're, the way there, you're stopping on a chain of planets and star systems and setting up bases in near direct line of sight from them. Let me see. And your higher self already made a whole bunch of higher selves. Did it stop though? No, it kept migrating. So it branched off parts and pieces of itself to leave there, but it had a goal of setting itself up in Arcturus. Did it stop? Nope. Okay. Then did it go, move on? Nope. It set up base there. I mean, not Arcturus, Andromeda, sorry. To the other galaxy. It's in, it's not a lot of ways to classify Andromeda and star systems. Now, we're not really organizing them, except in a grid pattern with the secret space program in our colonization programs in sending, oops, not supposed to talk about that. Nope. Okay.
Little spoiler there, people.
Yeah. Outer edge, kind of towards the top west part, you have a part and piece yourself. There's some interesting, like if you had it in perspective to this planet, when you're looking at it in a telescope. Big base and you spread throughout there. Wow. Okay. So you already, so that version of yourself is doing well. It's expanded throughout that. You already had a version of yourself that was set up there too, but it was on the opposite field plane. So, and that one asked for help in colonizing with yourself, with parts and pieces of yourself in Andromeda.
Is, so is this exactly normal, by the way, Sean? I mean,
on the higher levels, it is.
All right, okay.
Though it's also not as easy for everyone to do as I'm describing. You have been a lot of beings, very powerful, so it's something you'd get more able to do easily with your rank kind of thing going on with your spirit.
Kind of, well, it's like experience, really.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Level of experience,
you got all the pieces set up, and you just put them together. Okay, and then that one branched off and sent parts and pieces of itself back to this galaxy, and that one of those higher selves, because it set up itself to make higher selves, came back. Where did it go to? Go anywhere else? Okay, so it made a lot of trips, coming back to this galaxy, setting a bunch, but again, it did not, the main hub higher self that was traveling did not take home base until it got to the Pleiades. So that, then that set up home base there, and then that branched off a bunch of higher selves it started making in that huge fortress and multidimensional college system. So kind of, it's like where you call home. It's where it's really safe and a fortress.
Yeah, it's a campus.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, there are places in London, a place called Bloomsbury, which is where I used to work when I did have a job, which is the most, it's right in the middle of London, but it's really peaceful there because it's the university center. And, it's not like being in London at all. It's a very relaxed cosmopolitan atmosphere. That's what Lyra feels like. The idea of Lyra is, you know, there are many races there that live as one.
Absolutely.
And it's like, it doesn't matter what you like as long as you have a heart. And I'm, you know, I'm tuning in back in there and tuning out to all the listeners here. We're all Lyra. All is Lyra. And so we're all speaking together. And I love you all. Thank you.
Okay, so then that one branched itself out, and it's essentially going through huge amounts of learning processes and experience and commerce and communication with other versions of itself, and seeing what versions of itself on different star systems need more support, as well as sending them that support, because you're not just traveling with yourself, you're traveling with soul groups and soul families. You then had traveling. I'm naming the big bases that you decided to make home bases while you're also traveling to all these other star systems and planets along the way. Multitasking. Then you went to
the multitasking. That really fits. Anybody who knows me, I am Mr. Multitask. Sorry, I interrupted you. Last one.
You also set yourself in the commerce of as planets and in interaction with the stars of those main hubs. So, like, your main hubs will be like in the big stars of those clusters. Like, then you went to Arcturus. Then you set up the same stuff with new strategies, because that one also a college in itself expanded even more. Then went back. You made a lot of traveling. Traveled back and forth. That one went back to Lyra, and then it came. Then it went. Okay. Sending support to the Pleiades, because they're doing stuff. But made a whole bunch of stops as well. So the Lyra went to. Where did it go? Ooh, also Sirius. Okay, Sirius, and then you also went back to the Pleiades, and then you got right. You essentially went through the college system again and got all your arsenal and things ready, because you. When did you become aware of this? Okay, that first visit. That's not really the first that you've been there, because you had other versions of yourself that are there. That first hub that it's hard to organize that I talked about was when you became aware, okay, of the need for you to go and prepare yourself for the drama here on Earth. So you're setting up for that. Then you finished your arsenal training in the Pleiades. Then you collected some things and multitasking as you came, and then came to here, and then set up a hub in the sun of this solar system. Then you spread it through the college system of the planets. Let's see, and you started with all the way out, and then you went through the whole process and expanded all your higher selves, because each planet has multiple branching higher selves that were made on it. And then expanded that to eventually come to Earth. Because that's like the last one usually most people will be ready for, because it's the
beginning. Last place you want to go to.
Yeah, exactly.
But if, you know, if you want to get on, you've got to go through. Now, I just want to break in here, because in my connection with this future self of mine, on the 22nd of January, he said to me that I'll be invited to speak at places, and that I'll be able to speak and channel him by that time. And get this list. I also have memory of Atlantis, Lemuria, Sirius, Pleiades, Orion, Arcturus, and of course, Lyra. That, I mean, apart from Orion, that matched your entire list that you just gave. I just want to give a big thumbs up on that.
If you want to do that, we can do that. I'm really good at teaching telepathy, so we should just do that in one day, and then I'll have you set up to start communicating with those versions, and you'll be like, yep, got it.
Yeah, at the moment, I handle it on, as it were, on paper. I do it on the screen, but it allows me to organize it, because I don't perceive it as like seeing people in front of me and talking to them. Even though they're probably banging on my head, which is why my head hurts sometimes. But you know, I never think of things like, you know, psychic attack. I never perceive myself as being under psychic attack or anything like that. Probably even if I was, it just wouldn't like, somebody wants to hurt me. I don't conceive anybody wants to do that, but anyway.
Yeah. That's a good way to perceive it, because it's not bringing you into the negative of it or putting you in fear, so that's an automatic instinct. Yeah. When I say psychic attack, I mean a multiple of different things that can be very subtle in changes in reality, like, oh, my knee hurts, oh, my back hurts, or something that, like, gets you out of state of going within or doing something you would have otherwise done and relaxed during the day and had a really nice day. Headaches, migraines, stomach aches, things like that. There's a lot of different things, and it's usually based on you going through a huge process of upgrades, as well as a mover and shaker. So they will try to insert chess moves during those times of upgrade, when you're not, like, in the split second before full of filtering. So, it's not like full on attack, though. It can get that bad. Like curled up in the shower, emotional trauma, like you don't know what's going on, and like intense anxiety, like that doesn't go away all day. And then, you know, like kind of stuff.
Like tachycardia that doesn't go away for a day and a half. Something.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm good at tracking that back. Are you feeling okay right now?
Yeah, I'm really good. Sometimes you talk and I'm feeling various like tingle and fuzzies and like on my tongue, that electric feeling on the tongue, there's a connection going. But they're not unpleasant. They're like reconnective feelings. So it's very good. Thank you.
So I'll talk about these back doors of where the biggest back door would be, where you had the near death experience during the secret space program now, because you're auditing the crap, because your higher self chain is pretty powerful in spiritual entourage and protecting you. So it just like gets point to it. Yep. And it gets the job done. When you're like tuning your body and then muscle testing with a stronger like trust for your accuracy of your information, you can tune into these problems that are bleed over from your activity in this process and experience. You'll be able to track these back as those point of upgrades. This is going in the solar system. It's not on this planet, so it's when you're not on this planet. You have multiple, One more turn. You have three near-death experiences in this trial, service term that you have. And I'm not describing it because it's secret, so I'm just talking about what I'm allowed to until you fortressed it up more. Because beings would want to learn about it so they can influence it. You have a near-death experience. I believe this is a satellite around, it's going back pretty far back in the solar system. Interesting. There's a satellite. Is it called the Oort cloud? Like that's going, the first one's the Kuiper belt. The Oort cloud's the one, past Pluto, right?
I think, yeah, there's one that's nearish to Pluto and then there's like right out. Which is probably all the stuff that, you know, tried to fling outside of the heliopause, but kind of gets stuck in the wall of the heliopause, which is a kind of soft gravitational shell, so to speak. It's like a cell thing.
Yeah. Star. Yeah, exactly. And there's multiple rings to that, even going past that, because our solar system goes farther out than that, as you probably know. There's a multi-species satellite base there that's pretty big that also deals in mining, diplomatic.
It's Babylon 5, isn't it? Or something like it. Is it a place where species meet? It would be on the outskirts of a solar system, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I'm seeing what, like, you're doing there. I think you're security. Are you secure? No, you have a security presence.
I have a security clearance.
There you go. Hi, so level access.
Ah, Mr. Garibaldi! Don't tell me I'm Londo.
What's the near-death experience?
Babylon 5 listeners will know what I'm talking about.
I'm going to watch that show now that you've brought it up.
Oh, it's fabulous. It's an absolutely fabulous show. It's got lots of very interesting things. So, you know, while Sean's doing his research, the Babylon 5 series is about a space station where peace is trying to be worked out to prevent a war, which does eventually start. But then acts as a base of operations to win the war. So that all worked. Great tactics. And part of it included a kind of AI takeover of planet Earth. That had a very interesting ending. I won't send any spoilers. But anyway, there you go. Sean, what have you found out?
Okay, so you were in a cargo bay of some type. I'm not allowed to talk about when you're unloading. And interesting.
USB sticks, probably. Or shungite. Or the galactic equivalent of, probably. Yeah.
The package is alive. Mm-hmm. It was hoisted up. What is it? Something went wrong. So you're with somebody and you were influenced to get out of the way and the whatever it is, like there's a big, container that's in, fell and it crushed someone and you got out of the way just in time. Cause you could have been influenced to be right under it. And then that caused a near death experience based on them not wanting you to be taken out of the timeline. There's a lot of other things. Then too, that goes to after that, you were involved in something on Mars that had a near-death experience. We can only imagine. I'm not allowed to talk about it until I see you privately. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of consciences involved in this, and I don't want to make it an even bigger war on your timeline. And you have we've more missions going past Lord Cloud, and then there was something that happened there that caused a near-death experience.
Sounds like I'm always getting into shit. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's just one of your things. I'm being very vague on it. I'm sorry for,
That's all right. Because people, you know, the people who are listening to this are also seeing their own stuff. They're very psychically tuned, and we're a lovely big, collective consciousness morphic field. And, let's just, strengthen that lovely mushroom field, soft and absorbent, just oof, anything that goes towards it. So that Sean is very happy in a very campus-like atmosphere indeed. He needs to be in a studious atmosphere. So, inside this very large, shield is Sean studying away.
Yeah, cause there's constantly things that are trying to get me to trip up. They're projecting things in front of me that aren't the things, and I'm getting rid of those. That's why I'm going slower as, essentially if I'm like not on a live radio that I'm dealing with, millions of beings and that are viewing it, it's much easier. So in live in private sessions, I can go into this much easier. And you've been approved to become aware of another, service term that you are a part of, so then we'll be able to go into that. But a lot of that Lyran stuff that was bleeding over from the other part of yourself isn't able to be bled to you in this lifetime, but there's all these other problem areas that the same group has been infiltrating that will try to make the chess move of this curse go through those back doors and come into you and try to express itself as like blocking your dreams, etc. So we're gonna have a time solving this one. It's not gonna be that much of a problem. It's just like I'm definitely not gonna underestimate this, because this is a big drama that's not been resolved for many, many lifetimes.
And drama. Mm.
Yeah. So we, last time we went into uniting your multidimensional selves so that you can then, extend your fortress to those branches of yourself. So there's less and less negative stuff that can affect you more easily, and as well as you've got much bigger spiritual entourage now, armies of ancestors working with you. So where should I resolve a situation? You also have versions of yourself that are entangling with Orion's drama, which has a lot having to do with the Draco as well as Alpha Draconis itself and infiltration missions you have there as a rebel faction. So those are the other backdoors that we'd want to look at if you wanted to compress this and divest all energy that they stole from you to empower this to affect the versions of you and keep it going. And then I got something else that's big. What is this? Okay, DNA bleed over, because you also have Lyran DNA. There's paradoxes. Where do these come from? Ooh, okay. Okay, you got three types of paradox. You got DNA paradox. You got ones that are attached to your spirit, and ones based on time. Most of these are centered in your heart and your solar plexus, and then they branch out omnidirectionally, affect your bubble of reality. in some kind of, depends on what created the paradox. Paradoxes can have many manifestations. If you watch Doctor Who, you kind of understand the concept of them. A lot of them have to do with making a split version of the same being that has an I am presence and make two I am presence experience the same time zone at once. That is not supposed to happen and needs to be resolved somehow. There's a lot of different ways to resolve it besides re-merging with those parts and pieces. Not to be underestimated resolving paradoxes, because they got a lot and they can be boob trapped as well as big ones that affect entire planets. Looking at which one are the easier ones. The easier ones for you are the DNA ones. You got 10 major ones, DNA based on the Lyran. We have 9 having to do with that drama where that you talked about where they're incurring on the realities of the Lyrans in their sector. And then 1 had to do with Lemurian expression. And there's a lot more. It's just that these are the ones that have to deal with that particular species. They have a lot of nasty weapons that they used. In reality, bombardment.
They did. Some very, very fierce and really quite unfair treatment.
Yeah. Uncreating a whole... How big is this? It's like a huge bomb.
I think,
that has a blast the size of half of a planet, in radius, and then it creates a big bubble field that, how do you describe that?
Yeah, it's like a big ripple in the fabric of space and time going out infinitely. Infinitely fast or very slow? I don't know what sort of speed of it.
It's kind of like that. I'm trying to sum it up into words on how it physically affects the planet. Didn't destroy it. It kind of uncreated the matter inside the field of it. And what did it do? It pulverized it. Is it explosion? Implosion, but not in the implosion of a singularity at the center of it, but all the matter itself implodes. As well as if this kills a lot of things as well as on many different layers. It has probably a better description of this, but this is what I'm looking at. There's also other types of technology they use. So this created a paradox.
Probably also created an asteroid belt.
Yeah. The Lyrans are involved in a... Am I allowed to talk about that? No. Okay.
Still active operations, bloody hell. After a billion years,
They have technology to bring planets back to life, though I'm not really... Going to talk about that.
Yeah, understand. The Andromedans have got a technology that can do that.
Yeah, and so they were involved in saving a lot of the records and stuff. So I believe also parts and pieces of yourself are part of that project. So you'll be able to tune that to that more and gain access to these records and downloads. 0, 1, 2. Okay, so you already downloaded certain records of Lyra from one of its stars in a version of yourself that's interacting with it. It's asking you if you want to, let's see. So comparatively, you downloaded one of the books of the libraries and it wants to help you download the rest of the library. Okay. If you'd like to do that, I can help that.
Yes, I'd be pleased.
You're filtering, learning, managing process. Okay, and then... Okay, so to resolve that paradox, I gotta do a whole bunch of things. I don't really have to go over how I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't gonna affect the entire being because it's still, the problem's still existing in, like if a paradox were to form on this planet, the surrounding air would look all healed and all that, and there'd be like some kind of energetic anomaly kind of thing, like with the Bermuda Triangle, the Dragon Triangle in Japan. There's a bunch of these paradox wounds on the planet, as well as...
I would imagine that future listeners also... would also be in position on those paradox points because they would be vibrating with those appropriate frequencies. And
right.
As our voices are clearing these, they'll be coming out and encoding into their matrix when they listen to the show. So
so everyone that has like a entanglement with those types of paradoxes in their DNA, your chess move would be disentangling your DNA from that paradox, resolving any issue with it, and if it created another version of yourself, unless you've got clearance to resolve paradoxes, which is not easy to do, you can work with higher beings that are able to do it, or healers like myself. I'm not trying to, because people can learn this. It's just like when you're operating with time technology, it's a clearance operation. So you have to get in alignment with source, mm-hmm. in alignment with the planet Earth, and use your abilities for healing and defense and protection and not to do any harm with it. Because these abilities are stolen and used to do great harm to lots of beings. So there's been an increase in... protection of these abilities.
Yeah, I understand. And you'd need to be able to use a gun to be able to, you have to be able to drive a car to be able to drive a car. You see what I mean? You have to have, like the appropriate training. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Okay, I'm resolving them, I'm resolving 7 right now, and I'm gonna work on the other 2 because they look a little bit more interesting things going on. then other stuff. Let me see. So this is the stuff like people would be dealing with that, if they entangled with that drama and that being carried over, as well as being marked in some ways, shaped, or formed by these curses to that information being bled over to those multidimensional apex predators to limit other expressions of yourself, such as the ones that are incarnated on this planet. Then there's something else I'm getting. Okay, interesting. This has to do with the false light concept. They're stealing energy and authorization and signature frequency of the beings that are involved in these dramas to set up a large percentage of okay, so like they're
like a simulation or a replica.
Yeah, like they're trying to be pretended.
To hold the frequency together.
Yeah, instead of like the real light beings and angelics, they're like trying to steal from them in any way, shape, or form to reproduce that feeling and essence and being when you meet that being so that you can stay in that belief system and using them instead of the real system.
Yeah.
That's trying to project itself in front of, if it can, and maintain a monitoring ship and kind of like a very long-term handler kind of thing where, oh, we allow this growth in certain ways, but we don't allow it in other ways. And I'm not trying to go in because there's like very good, and most of these beings, aren't aware that they're dark. There's like manipulations. Though some of them are aware that they're, fake light and they know about the chest move. So this is like, you know, it's complicated, but just to be aware of that. And then you can divest. So everyone has like a certain group of spiritual entourage, army of ancestors that they can call upon to delegate work to. And the more missions they do in uniting their multidimensional selves, through extending your fortress around yourself backwards and forwards in time and all other expressions of yourself, especially the least dramatic ones, then you can gain more and more armies and then, expand that chess move to where you can do more faster. They don't want me to talk about this. Being able to delegate work to them with your higher self in along for the process, learning from it all the way. And then that bleeding down to you in intuition. If you're like in a meditative focus where you want to reclaim all energy they've stolen from you in all bandwidths and types, then you can learn muscle testing and confirm it back to yourself in percentage of how well it's being completed. And just do those missions. And then, you know, I can teach all this if this is confusing people.
I'd love you to come back on the show and actually, rather than being specific as you are tonight, to be generic about your process. Because it absolutely sounds fascinating and how you learned it, but another time. So, you know, today we're experiencing it. Another day we're seeing it from the other side of the stage, from backstage, looking out towards the audience and how it is from looking outside, looking through your eyes and feeling through your skin.
Hmm. Thank you. And they're also, okay, so like some of the energy that they're using from a stolen population in this liar and drama. So, they're, you know, think of like strategies like you would use if you're a dark asshole.
try and be sometimes it's hard to imagine, isn't it?
Yeah,
but you have to kind of joke about it because only in joking can you get that comedically extreme that it comes near to how, you know, badassly arsehole-y they really are.
Mm-hmm. So they're constantly trying to use the authority of the energy that they stole from them to penetrate the fields, filters, and shields of these protected bubbles of reality, such as like, the dimensional space between atoms has infinite space. Same thing with this planet, the stars, and those constellations in dimensional reality. So they're trying to penetrate those hollow expressions. They're trying to, they're going for the, especially the communication from the sun to the planet in streams of light. A lot of this is being taken care of. There's not much to worry about, but every individual that has the authority, the sovereign authority to take back their stolen energy can help along this process. And they're essentially stealing the populace's energy to keep the system of domination control going, keep that carrot and stick in front of us of the finish line that's like 50 feet ahead of us. Like, we're almost there. Keep it in front of us. You know, and maintaining that perception, by our own stolen energy. So if we retake it, they lose that ability to extend it out and delay certain events on our timeline.
Yeah, so they kind of somehow kick the can down the road for themselves, which keeps us from getting what we need. So, you know, we just miss that opportunity to get the funding that we need because somebody jumps in front of us, or, you know, somebody distracts us, or they throw it. It's very much like the film The Adjustment Bureau, as one way of seeing how interference can be run, or the other way around.
That's a good analogy.
Very good film.
There's a lot of those programs, types. No, we can talk about a lot of things.
We've only got about 8 minutes left till the end of this show. Sean, it's been a absolutely fascinating journey. All right. I was just going to say questions, and we've only got a couple of questions, but we'll have you on back, and we'll get you to break down, you know, what you're doing and how people find out how to do it to the level that they need to do it, because obviously you have a need to know. There's one question here that is basically, what exactly do you mean by authority? Can you explain that it's because it's on a galactic level sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And I've been able to learn the skill set and put it together so I can teach it to anyone the same way. So authority, I'm talking about, so when you're making rules of your reality, and you choose what is allowed to interact with you, you're also agreeing to a lot of things based on that's being passed your ancestors, as well as the local bubble of the planet or whatever you exist on. If it's like a ship, so I'm trying to make it the local bubble of reality, and it interacts with you as technology. The authority is based on your I am presence being the decision maker of the spirit of the conscious perceiver. It gives off a signature frequency and certain energy type that only your energy has authority to changing aspects of the reality or spiritual contracts for experience. If something wanted to infiltrate, it would essentially want to go for stealing your energy and your signature frequency so it could mimic that authority to interact and reprogramming the rules of the reality, if subtly or camouflage so that you don't notice as an advanced chess move. Same thing can apply to planets. And if you are particularly high-powered spirit that incarnated as things like divinity path beings that have more leeway on the planet and manifestation, as well as multitude of expressions it has on that planet in protection and clearance in places it's allowed to be, like in deeper and deeper layers of the fortress. These dark beings want to steal that so that they can do advanced, dark lawyer type of, spiritual contract manipulation to penetrate more stuff like that. High powered spirits have more authority based on their energy, even if they're incarnated into a physical body, because they share that energy with the same beings that they've branched off from, that were these higher power beings that were able to affect their reality a lot more and set up these operating systems that interact with the planet that other beings would then become aware of and try to infiltrate that technology or expand a backdoor into it so that they can affect or steal the same type of technology and awareness of it and be able to reproduce it somewhere else, or twist it into a dominating control kind of system, such as a Dreamtime grid that limits everyone that's dreaming kind of thing, instead of a positive dream time mind of the planet that has a kind of creating format, but not in a negative way. I think I answered that, but
sometimes it just expands, because sometimes if a question can mean several things on different layers.
Right.
But essentially they have the similar signature all the way down. Thank you, Sean. It's been a fascinating journey with you tonight.
Thank you.
Back, forwards, and out. Far out. Ever beyond. It's been a very ever beyondy kind of situation tonight. Thank you so much. I'll be back with, Journeys with JP tomorrow. I have no guests, so maybe take some phone calls, do some readings. There's your opportunities. Thank you very much. I'm so exhausted. I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning. It's now 1 a.m. All right, good night, everybody. This has been Ever Beyond.